Every Wednesday, we love talking technology. Today, we're going to learn about a new word, and we're going to talk a little wine as well, something that I know our regular guest, Jeff Quattromani, does enjoy. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Samsung are helping us out with our wine. That's a surprising firm to help us out in that regard.
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I mean, we've seen wine cabinets sold by many other brands. This is the first time I've seen one from Samsung. But obviously, when it's made by Samsung, they're putting their own little flair on it. And artificial intelligence steps into the wine cooler where 101 bottles of wine, which it can actually store, also go through artificial intelligence to tell you which food you should pair with each bottle that you've got in that cabinet as well.
So I type into it and say, tonight I'm having some barramundi with some sautéed potatoes, and it'll go, this is the wine for you, mate.
It can do it that way, but I actually like the opposite of that, where you say, you know what, I really feel like a good bottle of Shiraz. What am I going to cook to go with that bottle?
Ah.
And Samsung would give you the recommendation in that way as well, probably a good piece of beef or steak or something like that. But I love the idea of, instead of pairing food with wine, pairing your wine with food and do it the opposite way.
That is an interesting way of looking at it. Don't suppose it throws the recipe your way as well, does it?
It doesn't quite give you a recipe, which would have been nice. It just sort of says, here's the sort of food that goes with that bottle of wine. And as you put every bottle of wine into the actual cooler, it starts to scan those labels. So it knows even the right time to be opening those bottles, because if it can live for 5 or 10 years in cellar, let it live. But if it needs to be, you know, consumed sooner, it will give you reminders about that as well.
That is actually probably more handy than anything else, because you buy a bottle of wine and you put it somewhere and you go, now, was I meant to drink that in 5 years or 10 years? I don't know. And you don't want to make that mistake, because, you know, it's not going to end up well.
Yeah, completely. And when you can store 101 bottles, I don't know why it's 101, but it's 101. When you can store that much wine in a cabinet, you could lose track of what's actually in there. So having those reminders really help.
Very much so. Now, I did promise we would learn a new word today. It's called smishing. What's smishing?
So phishing is normally the practice of stealing, you know, personal information or financial information. And the SM or the SMS at the front of it is now the way that they're trying to take care of it. No longer through email alone, you'll start to receive a lot more SMSs, and there's plenty of scams in there as well.
We've been receiving heaps of these personally, myself and my wife, and so this is one of these occasions where if you were to hit the link, it would take and it would download some app onto your phone, something like that?
Sometimes it is going to be through software on your phone, but normally what they're trying to do is get you to click on the link and then start giving away personal details, whether that's your address, your billing information, your credit card details. I've seen ones that come from what they say is Netflix, or one that are pretending to be PayPal, where they're trying to get you to reconfirm your credit card details or reconfirm something. Even for deliveries, I've seen couriers doing fake SMSs in this sense as well. So you will start to see all these call-outs coming through SMS pretending to be someone that they're not, just to try and get more information from you.
And it's suffice to say that all those businesses that you mentioned, they don't try and get your details in this way.
They don't. And the reality is, even if someone does SMS you or even emails you with that kind of request, don't click on those links. Go direct to those websites. Go to Netflix.com, log into your bank separately and see if the message appears there. Because normally if they're trying to contact you, the next minute you log into the actual website, you'll get that popping up anyway. So go direct to the source. Don't click on those links if you're ever in doubt. And just make sure that you do not give away any personal information through those SMSs.
Jeff, do you know if there's anything that the telcos are doing to try and prevent us being inundated with all these dodgy messages?
There has been a lot of work. I've seen Telstra release information about the amount of SMSs that they actually block on their end before it hits their customers. But unfortunately, they're not getting all of them, because I'm with Telstra and I still get plenty of them myself. I've also seen some updates for smartphones where they're starting to block or filter out these messages so you don't see them. But unfortunately, we need to be the real frontier. We need to be the one that can identify these so we don't get caught out.
Oh, great advice as always. Mate, I won't keep you from your red wine. You have a fantastic day, and we'll catch up and talk more technology next week.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.